CliffCentral.com.
I've been so excited for this time to arrive because I know that's when Lee comes into studio, and I have a surprise for you, Lee.
Hey, Michael Flex, great to be with you. I'm quite excited for this as well. What's my surprise?
You have to take one guess.
Does it involve cake?
I wish. No. Now you're going to make me one cake.
Okay, just no expectation.
Producer Kat, is the surprise ready for Lee? Hello? Lee, do you know who's on Skype right now?
Who's on Skype? Who is on Skype?
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, my word! It's Mr. Coachella himself.
Osaka. No, that's like, I keep saying Osaka, but it's definitely Osaka, live from Mexico. What's happening?
Hello, Mr. Aria Kalman. How are you, dear sir? How is Mexico? How's the west side of the world?
This has literally been one of the longest days of my life. We had a full day in LA, then at midnight our flight was to Mexico City, which is about a 3-hour flight from LA to Mexico City, then about an hour to catch another plane to Osaka, and then it was kind of bad weather, so we had to do a few routes and that kind of thing. So it feels like the never-ending day, but as I sort of look around me sort of in the city here, we just checked into the hotel. I'm so unbelievably stoked for Mexico. I think it's going to be so, so boss.
Oh, that's brilliant. I've been checking out all your Instagram things and your tweets, and I'm like, yes, man, this guy is having the time of his life.
How cool is it?
Well, I have to bring my A game because of your trip to India. You set the bar really high, so I feel like every time I'm posting, I'm just like, I have to maintain the standard here.
Look, I think I'm, as much as what you're suffering from jet lag, I think I am as well. Michael Flex is probably going to have to run this thing. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so tired after this trip, but it was incredible, and I'm sure yours was as well.
Yes, no, listen, Coachella was unbelievable. It always is. An amazing time in New York as well, and I'm really excited for Mexico. We travel quite a bit around Mexico. Tomorrow we're doing the Mayan ruins, which I think is going to be awesome.
Oh, jealous.
And yeah, it's always great when you haven't been to a place before, and I've never been to Mexico, so it's always that experience of walking out, figuring out how the taxi system works, making sure that you're not getting ripped off with the currency, you know, driving through the place, because you have a perception of what a place is, and then, you know, as you start driving out of the airport, you start getting to grips with, you know, what this place is versus what you've seen on TV. So I'm excited to just, you know, get involved in that process.
Oh, how's the food there? Have you eaten anything?
You know what? I just actually, we were lucky because it's just about to go 11 o'clock, so we managed to score some breakfast at the hotel.
Nice.
And I'm a very plain eater. I'm not like Lee. I don't like to eat everything, so... So the second I saw the Nutella and the toast, I was like in there.
Oh, I'm so jealous, and we'll be tracking what you're doing in Mexico as well as what we've been doing with the USA trips. I'm so excited to hear about all these stories when you get back.
And now listen, I'm definitely hanging out for the rest of the show, though, listening to the two of you, because Lee, I need to hear about India. I believe you've got a bunch of cool celebrities. They're going to be speaking about some cool holiday destinations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be listening to you live from Mexico, because I feel like you got important stuff to tell me in the next few.
Holla back. We'll make you proud.
Very, very cool. All right, we'll start the adventure. That's what life's about, yeah?
Hasta la vista.
Everybody keeps asking me, how do you live your best life? And the answer is very simple. You just start the adventure.
I like that. Hashtag start the adventure.
Hashtag.
With STA Travel. Very there cool. It is.
All right, sick guys. You know you got a listener in Mexico now, so you better do a good job.
Most definitely.
Cool, guys. Thanks for the call.
Cool.
Ciao.
That was so... Did you enjoy your surprise?
Yes. Best surprise ever. I came to see it. I was like, oh, man. Ari's not here. Is the vibe going to be different? I mean, Michael is awesome. But Ari's, you know, and I connected.
I tried to get Justin Bieber in Europe, but he wasn't answering his phone.
You know what? He was banned from a club. He's probably still, like, nursing his wounds.
In Europe. Where are you taking me today? I feel like I should close my eyes and let you just take me on this journey.
Look, you have the added advantage of having a visual reference.
Mm.
So you can see on the table, we've got some fortune cookies happening.
Well, I've been excited.
I'm all decked out in a sari, and I'm wearing a bindi. We'll probably post photos of this a bit later. And so we're going to stick with the Asian persuasion theme.
Mm.
And today, everything is about other Asia. Look, obviously we've spoken about Thailand before and everybody's done Thailand. You know, Thailand's amazing. But what about the other spots in Asia that are quite affordable and that are really, really cool, but that people don't really, really know about? So I've just come back from India. A 2-week stint in India, and that's why I'm in my sari and my bindi.
Did you get that there?
I did. Do you like it?
Straight out of, like, the country.
Right, and it's all shiny, and it's got, like, elephants on it, and gold, and flowers, and it's...
And it suits you, though, like, your skin tone and everything. Matches you.
Thanks, man.
I like that.
Walking down the street, people were like, oh, Indian, and I was like... No, South African. And it just got to a point with so many people just asking and stopping me. It got to a point where I was like, yeah, my mom's Indian. Let's just go with that.
If you've ever been to India and you want to weigh in on this conversation that Leah and I are about to have, give us a phone call on 0861-555-189 or hit us up on WeChat on Cliff Central's official account. Where was, like, your highlight in India?
Oh, the highlight. My goodness. Look, I was in India for 2 weeks and we traveled everywhere from the Golden Triangle up in the north. So Delhi, Agra, where the Taj Mahal is, over to Jaipur, Rajasthan, Udaipur. And then we ended up on the coast in this little town called Goa.
Goa.
It is phenomenal. It is like relaxation paradise. If you can think of how Mozambique would be, like sandy beaches, clear, warm waters, like these shacks on the beach with people sipping on coconuts, that is what Goa is like.
Do you want a fact about Goa?
Tell me.
Sorry for interrupting, but
go
I must
ahead.
Tell you this
Look
fact.
At you.
Goa is one of the most visited spots in all of India, accounting for approximately 12% of the country's tourist revenue.
And I can understand why. It is party central. I mean, the one night we went to a club in Goa called LPK, Love Passion Karma, and I think this club was so ostentatious. Like, you walk in and there's this giant nymph statuesque outside of it, and people are dancing inside on, you know, in their saris and their bindis, and the music is all Bollywood style. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. I can understand how people would want to go to Goa, especially over New Year and Christmas time.
You know what?
It's
later
amazing.
On, I'm actually going to play you the top 3 tracks in India right now. Since you mentioned music, I thought I'd just, like, let you get excited about that.
Oh, wow. Maybe I'll know them. I'm kidding. I probably won't.
Is 2 weeks, like, long enough in India?
You know what? 2 weeks is a taster. India is beautiful and so full of different people and different cultures, and, you know, the dialect change from region to region, and the food changes from region to region, and the sites change from region to region. But I think 2 weeks is enough to kind of give you a taster so that after those 2 weeks you realize, okay, I've seen what I've seen, and now I know where it is that I'd like to go back to.
So you'll never go back to the same spots. It's one of those where you always go to somewhere new. It's so big.
It's so big and it's so beautiful. And I think when I go back, because it is a win, I think I will, you know, visit other places, but there are one or two spots that I'd like to return to.
Like?
There's this little...
LPK, let me guess.
No, not so much LPK, but there's this town called Udaipur, also known as the Lake City, and it's basically this town in the middle of the desert that has 3 man-made lakes surrounding it, and there's just, there's such a bustle about it. There's constantly people in the streets, and it's colorful, and on the sidewalks they have the bazaars, and people cooking their food, and, you know, it's the smell of curry, and then you have cows that are walking in the street, and driving on the same street as tuk-tuks, and rickshaws, and buses, and taxis, and it's just such a cacophony of, like, messiness, but there's such beauty in that chaos.
Honestly, India sounds like a beautiful place. I just saw here on WeChat, and remember, I always want you to send me a message. Hendrik goes, Goa is the perfect honeymoon spot. Did you see a lot of couples there?
I didn't see a lot of couples, mostly because we were just hanging out in groups, but I can imagine that Goa would probably be the perfect honeymoon spot. Like I said, it's beach. And if you go off-season, then it's really, really, really chilled. There's secluded beaches as well, so it's probably the perfect destination to go to if you want to be all romantic.
And the weather?
Perfect. Like, look, I won't lie, it's hot. It is.
Are we talking
hot.
Like 40 degrees?
We're talking
weather?
About 35, 40 degrees, which is bearable to a point, but then we've got that humidity as well. So that was quite, that took a bit of adjusting to, but for the most part, it was phenomenal. I mean, you know that India's going to be hot, and so you deal with it.
Where else would you, like, where did you go, or where did you want to go?
Where I want to go? I think...
Like, did you hear of any mystical caves that, like, if someone's going to India, they need to go to?
So there are quite a few temples and shrines that people suggest that you go to once you're there. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things, if you're talking to the locals, then every local will give you their impression of what is important to them. I mean, there was one morning we were in this little town called Jaipur, and we visited the monkey temple, which is on this crazy hill at the far end of the city. And it's basically this temple where people go to, and they have a monkey god. And so this temple has monkeys, and people go up and they feed the monkeys.
The monkeys are like very, what's the name? Like spiritual there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always feed the monkeys.
Exactly.
I've seen it.
So it seems like the Indian culture, the Hindu culture, values life. And so you'll see a lot of animals roaming the street. And it's not because those animals are neglected, because they're fed and they're well looked after and they're cared for. It's just that they value human life, or they value life in itself. And so the animals just roam freely, and the monkeys are one of those. And it just, oh, it was beautiful. We went there over sunset, or during sunset time, and it overlooks
the Instagrams.
You know,
make my heart.
And here's the
beat.
Thing: those Instagrams are so beautiful that they didn't even need filters.
You know, he looks good on Instagram with no filter.
Tell me.
A man by the name of Siv.
Nice.
Now I've actually got him on the line. Yeah, Siv, how are you?
Good, thank you, brother.
Oh, I am fantastic. Where are you at the moment?
I am actually outside my barbershop. I was having a haircut, so now half my head is cut, half of it isn't. looks something in your fashion trend, but hey, I've got the confidence to put it off.
There it is, starting a trend. Why not? If not,
starting
why not?
Trend.
Where have you visited lately?
Man, I love traveling. I do show once a year. It's awesome because there's no one else who looks like me when I'm there. So it's quite amazing. I did the Philippines just last October and January, which is just amazing and mind-blowing. I normally do Thailand quite a lot, South Korea, Singapore. But I did Philippines, which is amazing. It's not as easy to travel around as Thailand is, but much better views. It's just incredible. And everyone speaks English.
Nice. That's a bonus.
Yeah, which really helps. You get to see rice terraces.
Where in the Philippines did you go to?
Sorry?
Where in the Philippines did you go to?
I did Bohol, which is white beaches. When I say white, it's about as white as PA. It's like white. It's just, and you, I went diving with turtles. I went scuba diving with turtles because I have my scuba diving license. There's an island about 15 meters out in the middle of the ocean, which is just mind blowing. I did some diving with some whale sharks. I did have Nido, which is another beautiful place, one of the top beaches in the world. There I did some shipwreck diving. I did more scuba diving. There's some amazing beaches. And then after I did Manila, which is like a city, very much city, like a very, very cosmopolitan city. It's dirty, it's grimy, it's got character. And what else did I do? I did a lot of stuff, man. I traveled a lot. I did the rice terrace, which is just mind-blowing. It's these people who have cut rice terraces in the mountains. And it's just like kilometers of it. It's a world wonder, which is really interesting. I hiked that. And then what else did I do? I saw a lot of waterfalls. I hiked up volcanoes. I swam at the top. I played golf at the top. Did a lot of things. And, you know, Asia's so cheap that you can do so many things for, like, like for less money than you would spend.
It sounds like an eat, pray, love
I wanna go.
Kind of experience. And life-changing somewhat, no?
I do Asia every year. And it's every year, Asia changes my life. I come back as a new person every year, like a refreshing. I do about 3 weeks every year.
The sound of the story.
I fly about New Year's. Not New Year's. I fly about on Christmas. Tickets will be like slipping 8,000 rand a turn, because if you fly on Christmas, no one else is flying on Christmas.
Smart traveler.
I don't think I'd ever come back. That swimming with turtles
and whale sharks and climbing volcanoes and that rice paddy story.
I can, like, picture the Instagram.
The cool thing about Asia is whatever happens in Asia stays in Asia.
Well, there's that, but you come back a different person, and people can tell about that.
Thanks a lot.
When's, like, the ideal time to go to Asia?
Oh, man. Oh, it depends on where you go to, I suppose. Look, Asia has crazy weather patterns as well, so you've got your wet season, you've got your monsoon season. Like I said, I was in India, but I was in the desert part of India. You can go further north, and then you get to the Himalayas, and that's mountainous, and, you know, it snows up there, or you can go down to the south, and that's all beach, and that's quite humid. So it just kind of depends on where it is that you want to go to, and what your purpose is for going as well.
There's something about the deserts that's just so calming. The fact that there's nothing there to disturb you. Like, I want to just go sit in the desert. They light a fire. Tell me if they do this.
They totally do.
The way you jumped up, I'm like, they so do this.
Oh, man. We were sitting in the middle of the desert one evening in Rajasthan, and these gypsies come up to us. You know, like, gypsies, what do you think gypsies would be? They are there with camels and their caravans and in their decorative gear and with their drums. And they're like, hey, guys, we're going to play for you. So they built a fire there. So we're bonfiring in the middle of the desert. The gypsies are there with their drums and their little flutes. And the women are dancing and the men are singing. And it was you think of it and you're like, no, those kinds of things cannot be real. Like, they only happen in movies, you know, where they're just a bit extreme. But it happens. And it's phenomenal. And they're fire blowers. There was the guy who was like, I'm going to blow fire right now. Blowing fire in the middle of the desert.
I want to go tonight. Why can't I go? I want to, like, phone my mom and be like, Ma, you don't love me if you don't let me go tonight.
You know, we can make this happen, Michael. All I'm saying is that we're going to need to get you a visa, though.
Visa, easy.
That may take a couple of days, maybe up to a week, depending on where it is that you want to go.
Can we fire up Justin Bieber's jet and go to India?
Look, if you have a contact with Justin Bieber and you want to hook that up, then, you know, call him. But know that there will always be something asked of you in return.
Lie.
Do you want to go down that road?
Okay, I'll take...
Do you want to be indebted to Justin Bieber?
I'll take an Instagram with him and then I'll pay him back like that.
There it is. Do what you must, if you will.
Should I tell you some places I found that, like, worth going to?
And tell me.
Let me guess. You've probably gone to all of these. Taj Mahal?
But yeah.
What about the Mahabodhi Temple?
Where's that?
Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, who said to have achieved enlightenment at his spot in Buddha Gaya, near the temple, is the Mahabodhi tree. My pronunciation is horrific.
No, it's disgusting.
Do you want to have a go at reading these?
Where am I reading? the Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya. There it is. I was not there, though. I think I know what you're speaking
of. Have you been to any of those places on my list?
I was at the Taj. I was at the beaches of Goa. I was at the Lotus Temple in Delhi.
Was that the Monkey Temple?
No. That was something
Tell us
else.
About that one.
It's just basically a garden. It's a garden area that one of the royal families put together, and people go there and they worship. That's the thing about the Hindu faith, is that they worship things that, you know, they worship life, they worship beauty. Life in India, I found, was just a celebration. I mean, we were sitting on a rooftop one evening, in the middle of a cooking class, and downstairs we saw powder kind of being flown up in the air, and we heard singing and chanting going on, just like beautiful sounds. And we asked our cooking instructor, we're like, oh, like, what's going on? Like, is this a special occasion? And he said, no, this is just India. We celebrate life.
That's the way it should be, though.
That's completely the way it should be.
I mean, life is all we all, like, got it. Like, that's what we consist of. We life.
Everything is, look.
And it should be celebrated.
Completely, completely. And the great thing about this is that everywhere we went to, like, we even went to a Bollywood film, which I suggest is a must-do. If you intend to go to India, it is so, it's so involved. People get so involved in the whole situation. So we went to a Bollywood film, one of the longest-running Bollywood films in Indian history. It's been running for 20 years now. They screen it every single day. It's like an Indian institution. And a pretty girl would walk onto the screen and the crowd would go, woo! You know, everybody would go crazy. Or the theme song would come up and everybody's out of their chairs and they're kind of doing their Bollywood dance moves, you know, screwing the light bulb, pat the dog. It's an experience. Everything is a celebration. From the food, to the music, to the movies, to the way people drive, to the way that they dress. It's just colorful and exuberant. It's beautiful.
Since we're doing Other Asia, I thought, like, what's going to this place without knowing what you eat there? So I brought in some fortune cookies I thought we could eat quick.
Mm-hmm.
And let's open them up and let's see what our fortunes are. Because that's, like, big culture there.
Not so much in India. It's more towards Fortune Cookies are actually American, mind
really?
You.
Really?
They are actually American, and they've taken on this Asian...
Have I been fooled?
I think you may...
But they're so delicious.
They are so delicious, and we'll go with the fact, like, we'll, you know, let the Asians adopt it. But I think it was actually created by an American person. What is your fortune say?
I just opened mine up. Let's read it.
Okay.
No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. Oh,
I like that.
I would marry this fortune cookie if I could. I would probably marry it.
Shall I go with mine?
Yeah, go with yours.
Okay,
and you know what we can do? I've Ooh. Got Craig from Desmond and the Tutus on the line.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open up a fortune cookie for him as well, okay?
Good plan. Shall I keep this one for Craig?
You can have that one. We got plenty more. We can even get like Kat in here. You can even have a fortune cookie. Oh, Craig, how you doing, man?
Yeah, all good. Thanks, and yourself?
Oh, I'm splendid. Tell me about your journey.
As part of the Desmond and the Tutus, we went to Japan. We've been twice, and we have a release there, you know, like a label that picked us up back when there was still MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
So we've toured there twice, and we were fortunate enough to do quite an extensive Japan tour, you know. So we did... We obviously did Tokyo, so in the biggest cities like Tokyo and Osaka, we did two shows in each city, and then we'd do shows. I think we went around to Nagoya, then all the way to the south to Fukuoka. And it's a really interesting way to travel, you know, because we are literally there for less than 24 hours.
Can I put you on the spot and make you list five of the top things to do in Japan?
Yeah, my number one would be Tokyo Disney.
Oh, it sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, no, Tokyo Disney for me was the number one thing that we
number two
that I did there was like the one of the days off, you know. Number two, we went to the Golden Temple in Kyoto. Which was pretty rad. The guy who we were with, he said that a while back one of the monks or whoever was, he went a bit nuts and burnt the whole place down. yeah, so then they had to rebuild it, and so that was quite cool. Number three, I would say we went to a restaurant called. I think it was called Lockup, which is basically it's a crazy themed restaurant. You know, Japan's big into their themed restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Lockup was this crazy themed restaurant where you would get served. A waiter would come and then they would lock you in like a jail cell type of thing. You know, and then like a siren would go off and that. Like run around the restaurant and try and be like scary.
That's insane. Well, the Japanese are known for their flamboyancy, if that's a word.
Yes, no, definitely. There's like tons of these wild themed restaurants, you know. Number four, I would say, is Harajuku, which is, you know, I'm sure you've seen like those.
That's Gwen Stefani's Beckett Dancers, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, you've got like that area where everyone is dressed in sort of anime character get up, you know, and it's just a really crazy culture shock. That's what, see, like, all those places are in Tokyo because we spent, most of my time in Tokyo, but number five, I would probably say Osaka was just a really, really, you know, I know that's a thing to do in Japan, but, you know, it's, I think a lot of Westerners that go to Japan, they just go to Tokyo. So, definitely, you know, making a stop by Osaka is a really, really nicely designed city, and it's like really clean, and we really enjoyed the days that we spent there, yeah.
Yes, Craig's proper made me want to go to India.
Japan.
Like, I mean, Japan. I'm so, like, engrossed in it.
It's other India. It's other Asia. It's like we're going from India to the Philippines to Japan to a bit of China as well. So it's all over the place. And I want to go as well. Like, I want to see the high-speed bullet trains. I want to see the cherry blossoms in spring. I want to hear, you know, the Japanese English, the Japrish, the ancient Satsuma wrestling. Oh, wouldn't mind, you know, watching a match or two of
it. You know what I'm actually going to do? We are going to play out with the number one song playing in India. How about that?
Okay, we can
treat you
do
to
that.
It was awesome having Craig on, eh?
Yeah, totally awesome. Also, I'm just checking the WeChat messages that are coming through, and there are quite a few people that are asking, like, is the competition still on? So at the beginning of the year, when we started SDA Travel, or started to start the adventure with SDA Travel, rather, we announced that we're giving away a bucket list experience. Great things from Easy actually Instagrammed his bucket list today. So check that out. And yes, the competition is still on. We are still going to be giving away a bucket list experience. And for this show, until the next one, we are offering, with SDA, offering up to 10% off any India and Japan adventures. So if you want to go to India or Japan with SDA Travel, call us 0861 701 701. We will give you 10% off your trip. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.